And on this Christmas Day, we thought we'd ask Here and Now resident chef Kathy Guntz to come in and reflect on some of the best things she's eaten this year. Kathy, Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us.
Merry Christmas. Hi, Jeremy.
And let's first of all talk about some of the food that you have brought today, some of the best things you've eaten this year. And one of them is right in front of me. These are oysters.
They are oysters. I was recently up in Damariscotta, Maine, and on our way home, we took a little detour to Glidden Point, which is actually in Edgecombe, Maine, and they have some beautiful briny Maine oysters. You can mail order these oysters, and I brought them home. They make an oyster that they call a jumbo that is quite large, and I came home and sauteed some spinach and garlic, added a little heavy cream, put them on top of the oysters, a bit of panko and a dab of butter, and put them under the broiler for 2 minutes. And it's my version of an oyster Rockefeller.
Absolutely delicious. Is this difficult to make?
It takes about 15 minutes.
Wow.
And you can make everything ahead of time. Perfect for the coming New Year's. The thing about oysters, too, is everybody talks about them as being this decadent food. But if you live near a coast, they're really about, some of them are under $1.50 a piece. So it's a fun, delicious bite of food for the holidays and reminded me of eating those jumbo Glidden Point oysters, which made me so happy.
Okay, the next thing that you've brought us here today, again, we're talking about some of the best things you've eaten this year, and they're chicken wings.
They are. So I was in San Francisco last winter, and there's a restaurant that people wait online, come rain, come shine, called San Tung, and they have chicken wings, and that's what people are waiting for. This is not their recipe. This is my interpretation of it. It's fried wings, and then the sauce is sweet, spicy, gooey, irresistible. Whenever we would get these wings, they would be gone so fast that it was embarrassing.
Delicious.
Aren't they nice? So I coated the chicken wings in cornstarch and fried them in about an inch and a half of really hot canola oil. But it's the sauce. I sauteed fresh chili peppers, garlic, ginger, and then I made a caramel sauce on top of it by just melting sugar and honey. And then I added chili paste and soy sauce and vinegar. And you toss
and
it with the wings,
here, which,
then scallions and cilantro at the end.
Delicious. You know, it's funny that you say scallions and I just said green onions because there's a whole Christmas song where they talk about that.
For
the
real?
Difference between green onions and scallions.
Ooh,
yes.
I'll have to find that song.
It's from
I
the
don't
60s,
know
I think. I remember hearing it on the radio when I was a kid. Yes.
Don't know it. I do want to point something out, because maybe you're onto it already, that people often expect me when they say, well, what's the best thing you've eaten, to talk about meals I've had at expensive, fancy, sought-after restaurants. And the truth is that that's not really who I am. I mean, you want to take me out to dinner somewhere fabulous.
You'll eat it.
I'm in. I'll go. But I am really about home cooking, which I think people must know by now. I get really excited about a single extraordinary ingredient, like the oysters, or a single extraordinary dish, like the chicken wings. And it can be at a Chinese restaurant. It could be at a taqueria where it costs $2. Or maybe it's a $40 cheese. That's what I remember the most.
Yeah, actually, I will say I remember a meal I had a couple of years ago in Quebec City at a beautiful French restaurant. And the thing that stands out to me the most was one of the cheeses from Quebec that came out at the end. Not all of the fancy
food
that came out.
I kind of think that it's these special, simpler things that really stay with you. For instance, there's another restaurant in San Francisco called Than Long Vietnamese Dungeness Crab and Vietnamese Food. The An family opened it in 1971. Again, long lines to get in and taste their whole roasted Dungeness crab with the secret garlic sauce and garlic noodles. I had those last winter and they were sweet and garlicky and perfect.
I have to say that one of the things that I've had this year that was at the top of my list, you will not be surprised to hear, is the clam pizza, the white clam pizza that
Woo-hoo!
You made for me in
lovely.
Maine when we talked about how to make a pizza. And basically, as I recall, and I do because I made it again about a month later myself, you just boil the clams in white wine and garlic, right?
Well, we oven roasted them in the pizza oven or in a hot oven. You can do it on the skillet, too, till they just open with wine and garlic.
And then
you
put those on the pizza and then boil it down to just a glaze and pour that over the pizza.
And some Parmesan
cheese. And some Parmesan cheese.
I want to talk about, I seem to be focused on seafood, I realize, having sushi in Austin with at Uchiko. Have you ever been there?
No.
This is a Japanese farmhouse dining, but their sushi is so innovative. They use really, really fresh, sustainable, responsibly fished seafood. And I just can remember this yellowfish and these incredible sushi rolls. And Uchiko is a standout for me.
I had some great sushi this year in Los Angeles. I know that you like to head out to California in the wintertime.
Yes.
And I always find that the sushi that you get in California is just head and shoulders above just about anywhere, except for Hawaii, head and shoulders above anywhere else in the U.S.
I couldn't agree more. Although, this place in Austin, where you'd least expect it, it's a landlocked place, was amazing. I also want to talk about one of the tiniest restaurants I've ever been to in my life.
Where?
North Yarmouth, Maine. It's called Purple House. It is, I wrote it down, 544 square feet. It was pouring rain. I had heard about their oven roasted bagels, Montreal style. We did a little detour. We walk in.
Wait, sorry. Montreal style is oven roasted for bagels?
They roast these in a wood burning oven. It more has to do with the sourdough, I believe. But they are called Montreal style bagels. This is my most perfect little gem of a restaurant. There's one communal table. There's the smell of the wood smoke. They make pizza, artisanal breads, pastries, these bagels. The chef is Krista Desjarlais. She's been nominated for a Beard Award. It's got to be a Beard nominee for the tiniest restaurant in America. This is a very special place. I think it was the rain and the combination of the wood smoke and this Roman-style pizza we had. It stayed with me for months.
You sent me to an amazing Thai restaurant in Maine when I was there on a trip.
Yes, where I still haven't been, in Camden, called Long Grain, which I still haven't been to. Everyone raves about it. I wanted to talk about the best organizational tool I found this year. There's an app called Eat Your Books, and what they do is they have recipe collections, thousands, 1.5 million recipes, and you go online and you put in all the cookbooks that you own, and then it's Tuesday night and you look in the refrigerator and you have chicken thighs, some leftover spinach, and a little bit of broth. What do you make? You go online, you plug in these things, and it'll tell you, oh, you have 40 recipes in these cookbooks to give you ideas. It organized my kitchen in a great way. They also have access to magazines and blogs and very cool website.
Okay, so maybe if I put in that I still have 2 quarts of turkey broth from Thanksgiving, they can figure out what I can
do
with that.
They will. They'll probably take you to my book, Soup Swap, to tell you to make delicious turkey soup.
Okay. What are you looking forward to as we get into 2020? What's something you want to eat that you haven't tried?
I don't know what it is yet because I haven't gotten there. I want to stay wide open to new flavors and new techniques. And for me, any traveling I get to do is about learning about new foods, bringing them back into my kitchen, and then ultimately bringing them here for our listeners.
I had an incredible Indian meal, actually two of them, in London when I was there covering Brexit.
Indian food.
And the first thing I do is head straight to the Indian restaurants. And I went to a place called Brigadier's, which was phenomenal, and Dishoom, which I'd been to before, where you line up outside the door maybe for an hour or 2 hours. And then once you sit down, you realize it was all worth it.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Kathy Gunst, Here and Now resident chef, with some standouts from the past year. We'll have all of it at hereandnow.org. Kathy, Merry Christmas once again. Thank you.
And Happy New Year to all.
And by the way, this is the song I was talking about, actually from the 1950s, Stan Freberg with Christmas Dragnet.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Ever notice what, Frank?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Mm-hmm. Scallions.
Anytime after 2, Joe. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them carrot sticks. You know them little carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Olives, pickles, scallions.
Mm-hmm. Let's not go through that again.
Love to have you. Go through what again, Joe?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh. You noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide Wednesday.
What's the matter, Joe? What's the matter, Joe?
Bringing a guy in on a 409-6325-096704.
You mean?
Yeah. Guy don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus.